now. I haven't said hello to my buddy Jeff yet, drummer for Back to the Bars, who turned me on to Zeppelin and this particular song, actually, like it hasn't been out for a while. Anyway, welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're just joining us, what do you know about the program? You know that I'm an idiot, number one. That kind of goes without saying. But one of the things you know is I don't like to do a lot of politics because at this point it's so toxic and it's so divisive. But what we're doing today, I really like it because it has been anything but toxic and divisive. You guys have offered some really interesting takes as to why Mark Poloncarz just destroyed Chrissy Casilio in the county executive's race. I do believe that Chrissy was severely overmatched. I do believe that she was out of her league and out of her element, to be honest with you. And that's not a dig on Chrissy Casilio. I just don't think she was ready for prime time. And when you're going up against a veteran politician and debater like Mark Poloncarz, you've got to have your A game. And one of the things about your A game is even if it's dirty pool, even if it's not cricket, baby, when you see that what you're saying is making your opponent a little bit squirrely, don't relent. Keep it up. Keep it up until you've got Mount Vesuvius exploding all over Pompeii and Herculaneum. And that's one of the things in one of the debates that I thought she really screwed up because Poloncarz was on the verge of losing it, and she relented. She laid back, and she ought not to have done that. Again, as distasteful as this may be, politics is blood sport. I've had many conversations over the years with Frank Panasuk and Max Tresmond about the nature of politics being blood sport. And in recent times, talked to Nick Orticelli about politics being blood sport. And, one of the things that we're getting into today is how is it possible that a guy who faced such withering criticism for so many things over the last 4 years is able to win so handily? Is it that the Democrats just do a better job bringing out their people? Because if you think about it, you could have a 5-1 enrollment advantage, your party over the other party, but if you don't get people to the polls, it is of no use. And Jimmy Griffin, I knew Jimmy Griffin, and you're no Jimmy Griffin. Now, I knew Jimmy Griffin, mayor of Buffalo, for a long, long time. And he basically would say that the most important, and it's axiomatic in politics, the most important part of politics is getting your people to the polls. He understood that, which is probably why he could have been mayor for as long as he wanted to be mayor. But I think the job kind of burned him out after a while. And that's not a slight on Jimmy Griffin whatsoever. It just it's a tough job. There's a lot involved in it, and like any other tough job, you better take some vacation time. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So what happened yesterday? What is your take on what happened and why it happened? And the GOP, the Republican Party, is it even relevant anymore at the county level? Am I being too hard on the GOP? And I don't think that I am. And really quickly, let me just make one more point, then I'll get back to the calls as I said I would. One of the issues that I've long had with the GOP is this whole idea of, oh, you want to be a candidate. How much money do you have? Let's see your financial statements. Oh, you can self-fund your campaign. You're our candidate. And people like you, like let's say you're not a multimillionaire, or let's say you are a multimillionaire, but there's limits to what you can spend. You don't have a chance to run as a Republican because they're always going to go with the person who can self-fund. They're big on self-funding. And it's interesting because the party that isn't like that, the Democrats, not as bad as the Republicans, they seem to win the big elections. And the Republicans don't. And there are some noteworthy exceptions. For example, John Garcia, the sheriff of Erie County, a man whom I supported in his quest for that office, and some others along the way, historically and even to this current day. Every now and again, you'll find a Republican somewhere. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, part of the success, I think, of today's show is, you know what, there hasn't been any name-calling. We haven't had any ad hominem attacks against anybody. It's been a really good analysis from you guys, and that's why I'm continuing it. I wasn't going to do the whole show on this, but I think you guys kind of like this approach. Maybe some of you do and some of you don't. Some of you like it when I get all angry and bitter and snarly and surly, but it's just, you know what? It's just, it's not cool anymore. That's like one of the biggest turnoffs people have to politics right now. And that's why I do it the way I do it. 803, in other words, I suck, and here's why I suck. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Back to Anthony in West Seneca. Anthony, I apologize for keeping you on hold so long while I babbled away, and I want you to finish your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, that's no problem, Tom. So, as I said earlier, I mean, I would say this additionally, that, you know, while I would say Chrissy Casilio had some missteps with not always having the right tone in articulating what she said, you know, looking back on it, another big issue, and I noticed this a couple months ago, is that, you know, Mark Poloncarz started running ads in September. And, you know, I would have thought that after, you know, he ran into whatever personal issues came about with whatever police report was submitted. And then, you know, the whole issue with, you know, the horrible tragedy that happened as a result of, you know, the migrants, you know, staying, housing them in hotels. I thought around that time that, though not Chrissy Casilio herself, but the Republican Party would have started running some ads, you know, and they didn't. And in all honesty, Tom, I did not see any ads, you know, run for until 10 days before Election Day. And I'm thinking, well, what's going on here? You know, like, how come no ads have been run up until a week or 10 days before Election Days? And most of the ads that I saw, except for your radio station where there was an ad in support of Chrissy Casilio, which was a great ad, most of the ads, you know, ironically, they were not promoting Chrissy Casilio, but more or less it was ads, you know, being very critical of Mark Poloncarz. So,
yes.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, well, why, number one, why did it take so long to run ads?
Oh, because ads cost money, and the Republicans
right.
don't like to spend money. God forbid
exactly.
they spend money.
Yeah, and if they're going to, like I said, if they're going to get in the business of winning again, they need an overall better strategy, but if you want to win, you better start giving some money to your candidates to run ads, because you can't always rely on them being, you know, millionaires and billionaires that are going to have money to spend on ads, because the vast majority just won't.
Well, you raise some very interesting points, and you know, going after people and their personal situations, that can be really tricky, especially
yeah.
when there are no criminal charges that were filed by the alleged
right.
victim in the case. And quite frankly, people got upset with me. Tom, how come you're not talking about the Mark Poloncarz domestic situation? And the fact of the matter is, I did talk about it for a day or two, but there were no charges filed. And how many shows have you heard me do about, have you ever been falsely accused of something, especially something heinous, and how did you work your way out of it? And that started during the Matt Araiza situation. I was the same way with Darius Pridgen, and
mm-hmm.
the same way with Mark Poloncarz. Just because somebody says something does not make it true. And again, I don't know if it was true or not true. All I know, the fact is, no charges were filed. So therefore, you get into a very tricky area, not so much legally, but morally. Because as a public figure, it's very, very difficult to prove issues like slander and libel, because there's a whole case, New York Times versus Sullivan. You can look it up sometimes if you're really boring, or if you're really bored. I'm really boring, but if you're really bored. But anyway, you know, I try to stay away from that as much as possible. And the other reason, I think, politically is, for every misstep somebody from the other side takes, somebody from your side may undertake the same bad step, and you find yourself in a position of ducking and covering. And I did say ducking. Thank you kindly for the phone call. I appreciate it, Anthony. Good stuff. Thank you, sir. 803, I think we actually lost the connection there anyway. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Actually, if you go back, remember the Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire? There's a line in there about British politician sex. And that goes back to a scandal in the 1960s. And basically, it involved, at first, people from one side of the British political island, and then it grew to encompass people from both of the major political parties in the UK at that time, and the people in charge said, yeah, this doesn't really do us any good, because look, our guy was at the same orgy. Yeah, remember the name Christine Keeler? Those of you old enough, that rings a bell. Back to the calls on WBEN. And next up, we have Rich. Rich, talking about the election yesterday, why things went the way they did. Is the GOP politically a dead brand? What did the Democrats do right? You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, it's not surprising. What was the margin of victory again in the county executive race?
It was 18 points at least.
That's it.
What do you mean? That's a pretty impressive.
By the way, the GOP and that campaign operated, with someone who was announced quite early. I mean, I knew who was running, but I am involved a little bit in the politics of things. She had many months to introduce herself because she was an unknown commodity, and there was no introductions. There were no mailers. You don't have to buy TV ads. You can do a lot of things on social media, but there was, and that's very affordable, but there was no introduction. There was no nothing. And what I don't think the GOP in this area really understands, beyond what has been pointed out beautifully, was, beyond that, you got to be able to self-finance. They don't know how to communicate and articulate properly. And, there's a number of examples, and this is not just, maybe they take their marching orders from higher up. But whether you're talking about the local GOP or you're talking about the national GOP, Roe v. Wade is a great example. They did not articulate that it didn't stop abortion. And it didn't violate democracy. I don't understand how 9 men appointed and unelected in robes, black robes, can make a decision and bind the entire country, and that's democracy.
But, the irony is, however you feel about the abortion issue, and I'll never do an abortion show, but however you feel about it, to my way of thinking, and again, I could be wrong, if I were a Republican strategist, I would be running away from the abortion issue, because to me, if the goal is winning, that issue is a no-win.
Well, you're right, but in the same sense, because they lost their opportunity when the decision was announced, it actually restored democracy, and the decision, which is, and it's just all about money. You've got to have the abortion side or any other side. If they're donating, you got to keep it alive. Why wasn't there a law passed in the 50 years between decisions? The things could have been done, but nobody asks that question. It instead becomes emotional. And the
yes.
Democrat Party personalizes issues emotionally.
Yes,
and
they do.
The Republican Party sits there and stews on it, and they don't respond. And, you know, maybe we've become more thinkers than our own good, and we don't know how to personalize and break through that.
But Rich, hold on. I want to hear more from you after the news break, but as you know, I'm a prisoner of the clock. But I want to hear what you have to say, because I know it's going to be good. So please don't go anywhere. And look, folks, don't take what I just said as being, I'm absolutely for abortion. No, especially the New York State abortion situation, I find that to be loathsome. But if my goal is to win, that's an issue I don't make a big deal out of. And I know some of you are going to hate me for that. But if it's all about winning, and that is in itself a divisive issue within the party, you need cohesion, you need people to come together. And to me, that issue is something that they need to be running from. Readdress it when you've got some power and some credibility. 28 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. So why did what happened yesterday happen yesterday? The GOP, is it a dead brand? And how come the Democrats are so good? They know how to get out the vote. They know how to campaign. They know how to street fight. And the Republicans just, I don't know. If you're going to be in a bar fight, would you pick a Republican or a Democrat? I'd pick a Democrat every single time on to be my ally on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, Tanner, well done. Picking up on the line I quoted from We Didn't Start the Fire a little bit earlier during the program. That does have a basis in historical fact, and that gets back to the idea of when you start talking about people's personal situations, you always want to make sure that your people are ready to enter a monastery. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So what happened yesterday? The Democrats, I have to applaud the Democrats because they basically kicked butt in most places yesterday, including the marquee race, the county executive race. And I'm also curious, and I haven't had any calls on this particular question today, but I thought that I was more in touch with people than Mark Poloncarz on issues like the illegal immigrants being taken in here in Western New York. But apparently I was wrong. Apparently that's either not a big issue or it's something on which you support Mark Poloncarz. Same thing with his, I have the power, I have the authority. I guess people like that. They like to see somebody in charge and in power and not afraid to say it. See, the Republicans' problem is, I don't mean to be, you know, going all over the Republicans today, but I like winners. And the local Republicans have shown repeatedly they're just not winners. And on the national front, I'm afraid they are going to run into the same issue, especially if they don't understand that the whole voting process has changed dramatically over what it was pre-pandemic. The Democrats caught on right away in 2020, and the Republicans were just slow coming to the party. Back to, I don't mean political party, Rich on a cell phone at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And Rich, you were offering your analysis of the situation.
Yeah, I mean, the emotional attachment and the emotional connection that is delivered, that Democrats deliver to their base, you know, that's what's going to fire up and help turn out the base to begin with. And if you don't have an emotional attachment, then you are not going, or you're well informed on an issue and you have things explained to you properly, you've got two choices. You know, you're either going to emotionally connect or you're going to, you know, have somebody that takes the time to explain something and to explain why you believe it's wrong. And the Republican Party doesn't articulate any of that. They have a lot of a lot of, justifiable frustration. But when it gets right down to it, they don't communicate. And it's a terrible thing when you look at the other side using that power of emotion. And now you've got to overcome the emotional, which is very difficult to do to begin with. And they're not even in the game. They don't respond. They don't. Nope. I mean, it's just a frustrating thing. And until they can understand that, it's not about, what modeling the success of one town to use in another, or modeling the one success in one state to use for the country. It's about understanding how the people are feeling and being honest about some of these issues that are absolutely ludicrous. One of the cases in point, is the climate change debate. You don't want to get involved in the climate change debate. Well, it's really a debate that if you understand how to communicate, for instance, I think the premise of climate change is absolutely ludicrous. You're suggesting and stating that man's use of fire is causing the planet to die. And it's absolutely ludicrous, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. And then you want to get into the debate. Well, let's start framing it right. Communicate it. The abortion thing, as far as I'm concerned about abortion, it's not an issue in New York State until somebody says, wait a minute, we don't like the barbaric nature of post-birth abortion. It's been decided in New York. But the thing is that the court case also decided it for the feds. It's a state issue. It's dead at the federal level. Thank you very much. So you've restored your voice in the states. And that wasn't communicated. That's really a big problem. And, the contrast with Chrissy Casilio, if the strategy was right, she could introduce herself first. The big thing is that he's not serving the people of Erie County. You have example after example, be it COVID or be it the lowering the hunting age to, following the rest of the state with the state law permitting it. You can have got a whole host of things. He's serving Albany in special interests, not the people. And you look at the COVID thing in particular, the counties that did not kowtow 100% to the state, such as Niagara County and Chautauqua County, our neighbors to our immediate north and our immediate southwest, they recovered a lot quicker in a lot of the things that they did. And I remember going up to Niagara County to watch the Bills game and other things at bars that were open there, and feeling like I was living in a dry county down in Tennessee or something. I had to go cross county lines to get a drink. It was hysterical. But that was serving Albany. He wasn't serving the people in his constituents. He wasn't following the science, and they didn't question it, yet everybody knew, and everybody was frustrated about it. There again is no articulation and no communication, or it's just a failure to understand how the emotions of fear and dread were used to drive a wedge, and you haven't been able to overcome it. That's... So we can figure out that, and it's pretty much that simple.
Rich, I have one more question for you before I've got to move on to some other people, and that is this. Do you see it changing anytime real soon is number one. Number two, I think one of the problems that people on the right have is I think far too much time is spent attacking people who technically are on your team, and not enough time going after the common enemy. I see so much, I'll call it warfare, between various constituencies of the right that doesn't have to take place.
Oh, I totally agree. That's why I said we become more thinkers to our own good, because we have a very principled by person by person party, if you will, when you compare it to the other side. The other side's more pragmatic. But that I guess comes from emotion. You've got people that are standing on principle, and they understand that, Andrew Cuomo is bad for you, but I'm not going to vote for Mark Molinaro because my guy was Larry Sharp, so I'm going to stay home and I'm not going to give my vote because the Republican machine screwed me. That's the kind of mentality that some people have. I've dealt with it within the outdoors ranks with crossbows and archery. We're all hunters. We should be allowed to use crossbows. There's no, you know, logical objection to it from a biological, scientific, from a participation standpoint, yet within our own ranks, we fight about it and it's still not fully included. Doesn't make any sense, but that's our side. And there's robust debate. That's what that is, but it comes at our expense because the other side doesn't debate. They just say, hey, we're going to do it because we're going to feel better about it. And they'll listen to any promise in the world that'll deliver them feeling better. If I pass this law, I'm going to feel better. You're killing animals in a contest. If you pass that law, I'm going to feel better. Never mind about the contest benefiting the livestock and the horse owners with the woodchucks now not putting the burrows in and having that incentive to do it. They don't have to pay anybody to do it. They're not losing horses. I feel better because you're not hurting the woodchucks. Until you can communicate and get to that personal level, you know, you're DOA. More people are going to be, and that's part and parcel with what sells in the media. And that goes hand in glove. So you're going to have the emotional amplified, which shouldn't be in journalism. But, you know, hey, marketing, baby, you know, I got to be not necessarily I got to be right. I got to be first and I got to get people to click. So, you know, until we can figure out how to push back on that properly, and there are ways to do it very calmly with facts, and you show it and you try to nail it down and let people understand it. That's the whole thing about carbon dioxide. It's plant food, and there's no way on God's green earth that the planet is going to be destroyed by man's use of fire. It's just simply, you know, it doesn't matter what you're burning. It all puts off the same carbon dioxide, and we need the heat. We know this. It's for our survival. It just doesn't make any sense. And you start from there. You don't listen to the premise that it's fossil fuels. Well, it's anything that you burn. Combustion's going to do this. And, you know, actually fossil fuels are better to use than other things like wood because you get more heat per unit burned. So you're doing a good thing by burning fossil fuels. But no one wants to talk about that. They just want to get emotional about saving the planet. What are you saving it from? Communication is critical. And, you know, cut through the nonsense by resonating with common sense. But they don't even trot down that road. They just throw the word out common sense, and then they don't, you know, deliver on the premise in the first place. They're tongue tied or whatever. I don't know. It's anyhow. That's my 2 cents.
Well, actually, that was more like 50 cents, but it was a good 50 cents. Just so you know.
Okay.
I appreciate the call, Rich. Yeah, I don't mind 50 cents when it's good stuff. 803-0930. Thank you. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. A lot of just really outstanding takes coming in today to the program. Very much appreciate the takes and the tone of the show. The tone is like everything. It's very, very important to me, and I think it's a more comfortable listening experience for you. It is, I'm all about, think of me as like a lazy boy, like a lounge chair maybe. Let's get back to the calls. What happened yesterday, and why did it happen? Why did it take place? Let's go to Donna in Buffalo. Donna, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the program. What happened?
Hi, Tom. After you saying you like the tone of the program, I have to apologize because I have to tell you I'm mad as hell about what's going on with the Republican Party. There is no Republican Party in New York State. We don't do any planning. We don't prepare any candidates. There is no plan, and it's evident every time that there's an election. I think Nick Langworthy is to blame. I think what he did in the race with Carl Paladino was disgusting, and he hasn't prepared any candidates to run in any of our local races. I think it's terrible.
Okay, you're kind of moving around a little bit. It's kind of distracting from the point you're trying to make. I'm getting a lot of noise here in the background. What would you have done differently?
I would have prepared a candidate who has no political background. I would have had her talk about what she would have done, point out issues more clearly and more succinctly, that polling cars did not handle well, identify things that people want to hear, and get a little bit more into detail about the facts of how she would run her office. And that I didn't see that at all.
Are you surprised at all, my love, about the margin of victory for Mark Poelenkars?
Not at all. Not at all, because I didn't see Chrissy Casilio really campaigning in a positive light. I saw her trying to bring down Mark Poelenkars with her accusations, but I didn't hear anything about how she would handle things. I didn't hear anything about her specific background. I heard that she's a business owner, but I never heard her talk about preparing budgets or handling tough issues or dealing with people or being able to multitask. And I think that people are afraid of change. And when you don't give them a specific reason to change, they won't.
All right. I got to go because the wind is kind of taking control of your phone. It's being possessed by demon wind. I wish I had more time to take calls, but I do not. I do wish to thank you very, very much for all of the calls today. And again, the tone of the, there's nothing wrong with the caller's tone right there. The tone of the program was just fine and dandy by me.